a few words about some of the opinions on speedy trial claims, which is the courts seem to be very jaded about a defendant's speedy trial claim. Because, as you'll see here in the Supreme Court case, Dickey v. Florida, as well as United States v. Maxwell, which also made it to the Supreme Court, but this Second Circuit opinion had a better quote. It's an almost universal experience that delay in criminal cases is welcomed by defendants as it usually operates in their favor. I'm going to tell you right now, I have never had a client who welcomed delay. It should read, it is almost a universal experience that delay in criminal cases is welcomed by defense attorneys. Because we've all got a lot of cases on our docket, and it's hard to balance all of those. And sometimes delay works in a defense attorney's favor because of your docket balance. But what I have told, the words that have come out of my lips to a client is, be patient. Prosecutor, you know, needs time to get discovery into you. And as we develop this case, the facts of it, it's going to turn out better for you. And we're going to get more perspective from both the prosecutor and myself on your case. So just don't worry. Delay will benefit you. And they don't believe it. I've got some clients who are more patient than others, but I can assure you, the defendants themselves do not welcome delay. They want this over as quickly as possible. So how do I assert the speedy trial right, Naomi? That's what you're asking for yourself. Well, what would a presentation be without analogies? So I've chosen, in honor of Judge Richardson, who I used to work for, and his love of Mustangs. Didn't know that. That was a surprise when I started working for him. You think staid judge, you know, they're probably going to drive a, you know, regular car. No, he's got a Mustang. So writ of mandamus, that's your, you know, fastest route. And then, I mean, Jesus drove a Honda, but didn't talk about it from John, 41, for I did not speak of my own accord. Cheesy, but okay. And then I chose this broken down, really beat up car for direct appeal, because that is our current vehicle for a speedy trial claim, because the defendant has to go through the beat up of trial, and you're not going to be raising a speedy trial claim on direct appeal unless you lost. So I kind of gave it away, so writ of mandamus, no, you can't use it. Pre-trial writ of habeas, again, I gave it away, no, you can't do it. I'm just emphasizing, right? What did they say? Say it three times and then, you know, say it again. So what would a presentation of the law be without a Johnny Depp reference when we are all enjoying, well, except maybe Amber Heard, the trial between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard? And I don't know if any of you teach evidence, but if you are not saving clips from this trial, you're doing your students a disservice. I mean, Johnny Depp knows what hearsay is now. Okay, so, and I do feel better about my trial skills because I'm mainly an appellate attorney, but I feel better about my trial skills when I see Amber Heard's lawyer up there objecting to his own question. I'm like, I think I got that. So how did we get, or rather, how did the Court of Criminal Appeals get to, you can only use a direct appeal to bring a speedy trial claim? Well, that is Smith v. Gohmert, So let's talk about that. You know, the words used in some of these opinions, I'm a big fan of language. We, you know, Ryan Turner talked about yesterday, we're all in the business of words, and that is so true. And I love reading these opinions that use these very colorful descriptions. And Judge Keller in, or presiding Judge Keller, my apologies, used that this word called appellate orbit, saying that we don't want to use pretrial habeas or writs of mandamus because it's counterproductive. It's just going to keep going around and around in appellate orbit, and it's not going to, you know, it's going to be counter to what the claim actually is. But I did take some hope from that opinion because Judge Keller, in dicta, said that the appellant who had brought, let's see if I can remember this, an interstate